is Outfit of Roman Quinn, and you're listening to ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
2:36 here in the Valley, and with the Pigs' victory in Game 1 of the doubleheader, they have set a new franchise record for consecutive wins in a row. The Pigs have won 8 games in a row. Welcome to the post-game show. I'm Sam Mines, and we're going to go over the happy recap of how the Iron Pigs got to this mark here on Game 1 of a doubleheader on Mother's Day. The Pigs' previous high of wins came back in 2009 when they won 7 in a row. And on today, Mother's Day, May 14th of 2017, the 10th anniversary of Iron Pigs baseball, they now have a new record for most wins consecutive. And the best part is, in about 22 minutes, they get to make it even better. If they can win one more, they would set another new record for wins in a row. But before we get to that, let's take a look at how we got here first. So for the Pigs, as it usually does, it got off to a hot start in the bottom of the first inning. And with two outs and nobody on, Rhys Hoskins set the tone.
Meanwhile, Hoskins has run it to 3-2. Two outs, nobody on. Latos will deliver. Swung on and ripped in the air. Left field deep. Back goes Elmore at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here.
And that, well, right up until the seventh inning, would really be all Eshelman would need as he would cruise. He went 1-2-3 in the first and in the second inning. And then in the second inning, the bottom half, Cam Perkins started with a walk. He took second on a wild pitch. He went to third on a Nick Williams ground out, and then Hector Gomez drove him in.
Is Fields has room in front of the track to make the over-the-shoulder grab, but plenty deep for a tag. Perkins comes across standing. Gomez, his fifth RBI, and the Pigs go up 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning.
A inning with a run scored without a hit, a walk, a wild pitch, a ground out, and a sac fly. Ironically enough, Logan Moore would take a hit in his next at bat. He would single, but then on a wild pitch attempt to try and take second base, and he would be thrown out. So the Pigs had a 2-run lead through two. Eshelman went 1-2-3 in the top half of the third, and then in the bottom of the third inning, Taylor Featherston would hit a base hit, and that would bring Rhys Hoskins to the plate.
Trying to make it three innings and three runs against a very good pitcher in Latos. He'll set high right by the ear. Checks back to second. Now he kicks and delivers. And it swung on and ripped out center field. Another clutch hit for Hoskins. They're going to send home Featherston. We'll have a play at the plate. Throw is well up the line. Featherston scores easily. The ball gets away from the catcher. It's Latos who backs up. He fires to try to get Hoskins. That's into center field. No further advancement for Hoskins as that was backed up by Fields. Second RBI on Mother's Day for Hoskins. A ribby single to second on the throwing error by Fields, and it's 3-0 Lehigh Valley.
Rhys Hoskins is a spectacular hitter and a even better guy on every day of the season. But today was a special day for Mr. Hoskins, as I'm sure he was out there with a heavy heart considering his mother passed away after a long and difficult battle with breast cancer. At the age of 16, Hoskins lost his mother, and there's a fantastic article by Matt Breen on Philly.com that you should absolutely check out. For Rhys Hoskins, however, it shows just the type of guy he is, that he has become what he has become after the tragedy of that happening. And for Hoskins, playing with a heavy heart today, with pink all over his uniform, he shone very brightly for the Iron Pigs. The home run and the RBI single, Hoskins is continuing his torrid streak for the Iron Pigs, one of the best hitters in all of minor league baseball. So the Pigs in the third inning had a 3-run lead. In the top of the fourth inning, there was a 2-out walk to Rowdy Tellez, but Eshelman got through the inning with a Jason Lebelubigian flyout. And then, in the bottom of the fourth inning, for the first time in the game, the Pigs did not score, going 1-2-3. In the top of the fifth inning, Eshelman went 1-2-3. In the bottom of the fifth, Roman Quinn led off with a single. Taylor Featherston then drove him in.
There he goes. 3-1. Swung on. Drilled out to left and deep. Smith Jr. racing back. It's over his head. It's off the left center field wall. Quinn's going to score. Featherston holds up at second, and the Pigs have taken a 4-0 lead in the fifth inning on the RBI double for Taylor Featherston.
Well, following that Featherston double, Matt Latos wanted nothing to do with Rhys Hoskins as he walked him on to first base. And Rhys Hoskins' bash brother said, "Hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you have all the fun today." As Dylan Cousins, perhaps the hottest hitter right now for the Iron Pigs, came up to the plate.
Back, and this ball's well gone. All the way out to straightaway center field, Matt, up on the concourse to the right of the batter's eye. A 3-run shot. It's 7-0 Pigs. The ninth for Cousins. As Hoskins and Cousins homer in the same game again.
469-foot bomb to straightaway center field for Dylan Cousins off of Matt Latos, and that would be all for his day. Cousins and Rhys Hoskins, the Bash Brothers, back at it again out at Coca-Cola Park. In the top of the sixth inning, for the first time in this game, Eshelman got himself into a little bit of trouble after Shane Opitz singled and Roman Fields singled as well. But then, with Darryl Siciliani up at the plate, Eshelman got him into a double play.
Pitch swung on a broken back ground ball to second, could be two. Fielding is Featherston over to short for one. Back to first, double play. Just what the doctor ordered. Just what Tom Eshelman ordered.
Eshelman threw the sixth inning. The Pigs did nothing in the bottom of the sixth. Nick Williams struck out. Hector Gomez grounded out. And Logan Moore would fly out. In the top of the seventh inning, it looked like for all the world that Eshelman was going to get through this inning unscathed and walk away with a shutout. He got Rowdy Tellez to ground out and Jason Lebelobijian to fly out. Dwight Smith Jr. then reached on an E6 as he got on thanks to a Pedro Florimon error. And then, following that, Rafi Lopez singled and Ian Parmalee singled and Shane Opitz singled, leading to two runs, both of which would be unearned for Mr. Eshelman. And then, after all of that, just delayed the inevitable a little more, Eshelman and the Iron Pigs got their eighth win in a row.
Swung on a ground ball to first, back in it beautifully, wide of the bag by Hoskins. He's going to take it to first and end the game as the Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly. It's an 8-game winning streak for the first time in franchise history. How do you like that?
That was 8 Pig flies in a row because they have. They have set a new franchise mark for consecutive wins. 8 in a row for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And coming into this series, which was a battle of two teams tied for first place, it's been all Iron Pigs. They win the series and will go for a second consecutive doubleheader sweep in Game 2 beginning in about 14 minutes out at Coca-Cola Park. Tom Eshelman the win. He's now 2-0 with a very nice-looking 0.00 ERA. Latos the loss on the day. He's 0-1 with a 4.91 ERA. For the Pigs, 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Buffalo, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Buffalo was 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position, left 4 on base. The Piggies, 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position, left 1 on base. Latos's line, 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and 2 home runs. For Tom Eshelman, the winner, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Eshelman went 8 in his first start. He went the maximum he could go in this one, 7. So he has now gotten 15 innings and not allowed an earned run. Time of the game, 1 minute. Yeah, right. 1 hour, 52 minutes out at Coca-Cola Park. It was 60 degrees. It was sunny. There was a little bit of rain there at the end with 3-mile-per-hour winds out to center field. There could have been 30-mile-per-hour winds into center field, and I think Dylan Cousins' ball still would have flown over the wall. We don't have an attendance for you until the end of the second game. But with that, the Pigs defeat the Buffalo Bisons 7-2, and the Iron Pigs have set a franchise record and will look to extend it for wins in a row with 8. One other footnote of this game, well, not really a footnote, it's a pretty major note. Tom Eshelman took a no-hitter into the sixth inning when Shane Opitz broke it up. He had a perfect game into the fourth before walking Rowdy Tellez and a no-hitter into the sixth, which might sound early, except for the fact that it was a 7-inning game. But Eshelman, I'm sure, will tell you at the end of it, it's all about the win. Eshelman went the complete game. No earned runs. Two runs coming after an error. Pigs win it, 7-2. Dylan Cousins, Rhys Hoskins, Thomas Eshelman, all your big players in this game today. For the Pigs, they now have a chance to sweep the series, their second straight over an upstate New York divisional rival, and a chance to win their ninth in a row.